Legal or illegal, working or not, depending on the style, the city will be paying between $10 and $100 for every gun turned in, including BB guns and pellet guns. Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda says it's all being paid for by money seized from drug dealers, no questions asked.
We don't check. We don't do runs on the serial numbers. They're all destroyed several months later.
During the previous five gun buybacks, the city collected nearly 3,700 firearms.
I don't think they're all permit holders turning in their legal guns. I believe many of the guns are illegal, and I believe we've saved a life or two or maybe more.
Mayor Byron Brown points out New York State now has the toughest gun laws in the nation.
So if someone is in possession of an illegal weapon, now is the time to get rid of that gun.
Last year, there were 42 fatal shootings in Buffalo. Director of Pastoral Care at the Erie County Medical Center, the Reverend James Lewis, says he hopes many guns are turned in so fewer people end up in the emergency room.
We as chaplains are heart-sickened that we have to attend so many funerals in the community. It seems like almost every week we're preparing for another home-going celebration, a funeral for somebody that died through some senseless act.
Residents and non-residents can drop off unwanted guns at seven locations throughout the city May 4th from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. For more information, phone 311. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.